115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Statenville Road, approximately 330 feet southeast of Gum Branch Lane. The 911 address is 16344 Statenville Road in Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 230, map 25, parcel 4.05. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Can you hit the button on your microphone? Thank you. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Steve Joseph Baird, Jr., 16344 Statenville Road, Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
Came in 5 years ago. You guys approved me for the five-year term to operate a pistol range. This is not a public range. It's private for my classes. Right now, I'm doing Maryland, Delaware, Utah concealed carry there at the property, and I'm also doing the license to purchase classes. Talked to my uncle. He owns the property behind me. He has no objection. We don't open it up to the public. It's 2 days a week right now. I'm doing Saturday classes, Sunday classes. We're usually using the range for about 2 hours. I'm trying to be respectful to the neighbors that we do have. Most people that live out there are either family or close friends, so I haven't had anybody call me, complain, give me any trouble. And usually we start our shooting around 2 o'clock on Saturday. We're done by 2 to 4. So it's only a two-hour window that we're using it right now. I don't foresee going any farther than that two-hour window, the 2 days a week.
I complete your presentation.
Yes, sir.
Any questions from the board?
About how many people do you have in a class at a time?
Right now, it's hit or miss. Sometimes 2 people, sometimes 20. There's 2 range safety officers. We shoot 2 people at a time, so usually we're right there with them, giving instruction after 8-hour classroom time. We use laser-trained pistols first so I can make sure everybody's safe before I take them out. We do the presentations. Everybody uses 22s. They don't bring their own guns. I don't allow it. They have to shoot my 22 pistols at the range just to be safe. You get people in there never trained with a firearm before, and next thing you know, somebody's getting hurt.
That was going to be my next question. What caliber do they normally, or do you have them bring their own?
No, 22.
So 100 rounds per?
Yes, sir.
As I recall. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on.
That was just me saying thank you.
You might have some other questions.
Sorry.
Trying to get out of here on us. Any other questions from the board?
So no complaints at all, from zero complaints?
No, sir. Like I said, I try to be respectful of everybody out there. I mean, I do everything by the book. I started doing the classes 5 years ago. I don't know if you guys checked into my history or not, but I was a convicted felon, got in a lot of trouble when I was younger, turned my life around, decided 5 years ago that I wanted to do the classes, teach them right. I've done the class 4 times, 4 different instructors. Every one of them said stuff that I don't think they should have said. I teach to flee, not to shoot. I don't want people using their weapons if they don't have to. It's either de-escalate or run, even from their own home. That's the way I conduct all my classes.
You said something about you in your application about collecting the lead.
So there is no collection of lead there. It's a dirt berm, and what would happen is they would have to come out and take samples if we ever decided to move dirt off the property from back there, which we're not. I mean, it's on the very back edge of my property, out of the way. So if you look on that picture, there's an opening there. There's a trail that goes back, and it's right there in that spot that's cut open in the back, about 30 feet back.
Are most immediate neighbors, the family and friends?
Yes. I got my brother-in-law and sister-in-law live next door, and then my uncle and my cousin own the 430 acres behind us, and they just bought the 60 acres on the corner. Downs Hardwood Floors, Donnie Downs Jr. and Senior. So what's behind me is all hunting property. And of course, we shut down during hunting season, so we don't shoot from September to January most of the time, unless they're not in the woods, which we all communicate. If if there's no big deer, they're not hunting a big deer, then we can do the class that weekend, but I stay in constant communication with them. That's an old picture.
Have you ever had a complaint by any of your
neighbors? No, sir. No, sir. Even a neighbor that lives directly next to me, he has permission to use the range. Okay. So, like I said, the only gentleman that had opposition 5 years ago, he decided not to fight me on it. I found out he passed away a couple months ago. We didn't know. And then he sold the 6 acres to somebody else from Baltimore, but they're avid hunters too.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you. And just going through the findings from the prior prior hearing, is it 100 yards from the dwelling?
It's over 100 yards from the dwelling, yes.
And it sounds like some trees have been removed when you did the berm, but you have trees behind it, is that right?
Yes.
Is the berm about 10 feet tall?
Right now it's not. We have to work on it again. We haven't been using it, like I said, for the winter, but right, I got to figure out a way to get the excavator back up there without damaging any of my yard.
How tall will the berm be?
Right now it's about 7 foot. I want to run it at least 9 to 10 again.
Then it says here the range is about 25 to 30 yards long. Is that right?
It's about 30 yards long. We're only using about 7 to 14 yards right now. There's no rifles out there. It's just the handguns.
Are shells removed from the property immediately?
Just the casings.
Casings. Have you had any discussions with Denrec about this?
Yes, we went through all that 5 years ago. They didn't have any objection.
And the rounds will be shot towards the rear of the property, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And your prior testimony was that there is at least 25 feet of trees behind the berm. Is that still the case?
It's probably well over that. I would say it's probably 100 to 150 feet of trees, if not more.
Yeah, the mic's right there.
So as you can see, this right here is a sunflower patch for dove. As you can tell, it's probably over 200 feet of trees to the sunflower field from my property. My range is back here. So it might be a little bit more than that.
Do you provide classroom instruction on the site?
Yes.
Where is that in?
In my shop, which I have approval from the state and the county for that as well.
And is the range locked down if you're not present?
Nobody can use it.
Is it locked down though? Is it?
There's no way to lock it. Okay. But I got, right now I have 9 cameras on my property, so nobody comes up there at all.
Okay. Are there any standing water on the property?
No, sir.
And no runoff issues?
No, sir.
And you had mentioned that you're utilizing it for 2 hours, shoot the range part from 2 to 4 approximately on Saturdays and Sundays only.
Yes.
Do you have any, the board could look at this. Do you have any conditions that you would you be okay if the board were to put conditions on an approval if they so chose?
I think I had them last time.
Yeah, there was some approval on there, or some conditions, but I just wanted to make sure that what your position was on if the board chose.
Absolutely.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Are there any further questions from the board at this time? If you would have a seat in the front.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13138? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13138? There are no other further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13138. For Steve Joseph Bayard Jr. for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. As part of this, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
As part of this motion, I move that this approval be valid for a period of 5 years.
And previously, we had put a condition that the pistol range must comply with all federal, state, and local regulations. Do you wish to put that as a condition?
Sure, yes.
And did you want to put any condition about the hours of operation or the days of the week that they could operate?
Was that prior?
We did not have that on the prior one, but the applicant had testified about the days of the week that he was using.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to add to that, if we could put a stipulation that not to go past 6 o'clock of an evening, and that the berm be reestablished back to 10 feet.
Yeah, I was going to add the 10-foot berm condition.
So, Dr. Hitchens, would you be amenable to including that in your motion, that the berm be at least 10 feet tall and that no shooting take place after 6 p.m.?
Yes.
Motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13138 for Mr. Barrett has been approved with conditions. Again, the berm needs to be 10 foot tall and there's no shooting after 6 o'clock.
And it must comply with all federal, state, and
must comply with all federal and state laws. Sure. Next case.